Radio 1. Vorspiel.
Um unsere nächsten Gäste vorzustellen, hier eine kleine Wikipedia-Definition zu ihren Betätigungsfeldern, nämlich, Zitat, beim Beatboxing oder Beatboxen werden Drum-Computer-Beats, zuweilen auch Scratches oder Schlagzeug und andere Perkussionsrhythmen, seltener auch weitere Instrumente und andere Instrumente mit dem Mund, der Nase und dem Rachen imitiert. Zitat Ende. Am 3. und 4. August trifft sich im Astra Kulturhaus nun die internationale Beatbox-Elite in Berlin zur 5. Weltmeisterschaft im Beatboxen. Und es gibt natürlich eine Jury, die dann darüber entscheidet, wer Weltmeister wird. Und ein Teil der Jury ist jetzt hier, nämlich Gavin Tite, Künstlername Tite. Welcome, Tite.
Hello, hello.
And Yason. Yason, you are part of the competition or...
Yeah, so I'm this year I'm helping with the backstage and the running, logistics and production.
Ah, okay, also er hilft im Hintergrund über die ganze Produktion und die Logistik und so weiter, also die Worte kennt man ja. Okay, Gavin,
yes.
You called a pioneer in beatboxing and phonetics.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, also so. Man nennt ihn tatsächlich ein Pionier, einer der ersten, die es überhaupt gemacht haben. So how did you become one? Or how did you actually discovered beatboxing for you?
Well, I started at a very young age. My dad, in 1975, bought a reel-to-reel tape machine, and it came with a microphone. And I have a recording of myself in 1979 making drum sounds into a microphone before I'd even heard of beatboxing. And then in the early 80s, of course, I heard beatboxing coming over from America.
So you invented it? No.
Well, I was beatboxing. Yeah. I don't know. I think there were a few beatboxers in the early 70s.
How old were you then?
It was very natural for me to try and make drum sounds. And the very first sounds I made into a microphone were like this. My kick drum was a... and my snare drum, that I still do today, was a... So I've got a recording of me going... And I was aged 8 years old.
Years old, yeah. In 1979. Also yeah. Er erzählt,
so you can work out how old I am now.
Okay, also Gavin oder Tite erzählt, 1979, da war er 8 Jahre alt, sein Vater hatte so eine Reel-to-Reel-Recording-Maschine, Recorder, und da hat er sein erstes Schlagzeug im Prinzip imitiert, und das hat er gerade so demonstriert, wie es dann war. Und dann erst hat er gehört, dass es in Amerika so etwas wie Beatboxing gibt, und ja, also er hat es quasi miterfunden, wenn man so will, ohne dass er es wusste. So how about you, Yason? How did you come to
beatboxing? Wow, well, mine's a little bit different. So when I was about 18, I went to a festival in England called Reading Festival, mm-hmm. and I witnessed a group called Cyan Supercrew, who are 5 performers from France, and 2 of them are beatboxers, and mm-hmm. their show is a rap show, but then they have a bit in the middle where they do a beatbox breakdown. So they do very animated things. They're pretending they're DJs controlling a record, spinning it round. They throw it to each other. They do all the sounds of catching, and then they make this whole routine. And mm-hmm. my mind was blown. I'd never seen anything like this in my life. So immediately, I was very much a person who liked imitation. So I would imitate maybe some rappers' voices or, you know, some famous people, and this clicked with me instantly. And from there, I found beatboxing.co.uk, which is a very, very old site from the UK, which had many beatboxers from all over the world. And Gavin Tite actually had some tutorials on there to learn.
Wow.
And so it's because of Gavin that I learned so much in myself and was able to produce.
Aha, okay. Also seine Geschichte ist ein bisschen anders. Er war mit 18 beim Reading Festival, und da spielte eine französische Band, Science Supergroup. Und die haben, also war eine Rap-Band, und die haben aber so experimentiert mit allen möglichen Dingen. Und da hat er im Prinzip, also um es jetzt zu verkürzen, das Beatboxing für sich. Und er war so von den Socken und hat gedacht, oh, und dann gibt es diese Website. Ja. Und da wiederum hat Gavin Tutorials gemacht fürs Beatboxing, und seitdem ist er quasi infiziert und macht das auch. Ist sein Lebensinhalt, wenn man so will. So now before we talk about this festival, about this competition, you have to demonstrate something. You have to do something. You have to work. Also Sie sollten jetzt vielleicht dann doch mal etwas demonstrieren. Maybe you both?
Yeah, let's have a little jam. We'll do this little jam, yeah.
Okay, okay. Also Tite und Yason.
Okay, here we go.
Mm.
No.
Also das war wirklich, sie haben das nicht geübt. Sie sind einfach nur, you just looked at each other and just
We haven't actually jammed together since we've been in Berlin at all, have we?
Okay,
no.
Sie haben die ganze Zeit.
In fact, we haven't jammed for about 2 years.
Maybe more, maybe nearly seven, I think.
Only about 7 years, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Is it true you are able to do 370 different noises,
yes,
sounds.
Yes.
Wow,
so,
this is...
Right, so I developed the world's first beatboxing tutorials. This is before YouTube, and they were text, and then they were using little MP3 samples because no one had broadband. And then I did the first video tutorials on the internet, and this was probably in about 1999, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I was always very interested in how do we communicate sounds? How do we do it? And especially as beatboxing has grown all over the world, and it's very big in Malaysia and Indonesia and Pakistan and India. And so how do you communicate without using language, without using German or English or any language to describe sounds? And because I was also a teacher teaching phonetics and acoustics and music technology, I thought, well, I came up with a symbolic notation system. It's called beatboxology. And it uses symbols to describe the parts of the mouth and the sounds that we make. And you can combine those symbols to make more complex sounds. Now, I've mapped over 370 beatboxing sounds. And I haven't done all of them yet. I think there's going to be 500 to 600 when I finish.
Also er ist in jeder Hinsicht ein Pionier. Also er war eben, bevor YouTube es überhaupt gab, hat er schon ein Video-Tutorial entwickelt. Also ich verkürze das wieder. Er hat auch Phonetik und Akustik unterrichtet, oder unterrichtet er auch. Und er hat sich Methoden überlegt, wie man dieses Beatboxing tatsächlich übersetzen kann. Also nicht nur in Sounds, sondern auch wie man es tatsächlich umsetzen kann. Und damit war er quasi der Erste. Now, finally, let's talk about the competition, the World Championship.
Yeah, very, very
so,
exciting, yeah.
Yeah, concerning the criteria, so how does it work? How do you decide who is the best?
Yeah, well, there's several judges.
Yeah.
Well, there's different competitions. You've got the male solos, the female solos. You've got the tag team, and that's two beatboxers. You've got the crew battles, that's five beatboxers together. Mm-hmm. And then you've got loop station battles, where they're using technology to make loops and make up songs. Now, there will be between three and five judges on each section. And then the criteria that we have, we are judging them on musicality, creativity, originality, technicality, how good they are, and also a bit of crowd response as well. So it's a mixture of things. So it's so how technical they are. That means how clearly they can do their sounds.
Yeah.
How original they are. Are they copying someone else? Are they coming up with something completely new?
Yeah.
And are the crowd going wild? So there's quite a whole bunch of criteria. And then between the judges, we decide who wins the battle. Yeah.
Also es gibt unterschiedliche Kategorien. Es gibt die Einpersonen, dann mehrere Personen, Beatboxer, dann gibt es die Loopstation. Also es gibt verschiedene Frauen, Männer getrennt und so weiter und so fort. Und für jede Kategorie gibt es 3 bis 5 Jurymitglieder. Und die entscheiden dann über Qualität, über Sound und what the criteria?
So there's technicality, there's creativity.
Kreativität, ja. Originality, everybody knows it. Originality.
And then also, I like to judge as well on how well they've battled each other. So rather than just standing up and doing their own routines, and then the next person doing their own routines, when they battle, the first person may do something very exciting, and then the second person will then copy that and make it even better and throw it back at them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So they'll
try and beat them at their own sounds, and that's really exciting when they do that.
Okay, also ein Kriterium ist auch das, wie battlen die einander, ne? Also und wie reagiert das Publikum darauf? Also das spielt auch eine große Rolle, und da wird dann im Prinzip gekürt. Das ist jetzt zum 5. Mal Freitag und Sonnabend im Astra Kulturhaus. Wer keine Gelegenheit hat, nach Berlin zu kommen oder hinzugehen, der kann diese Beatboxing-Weltmeisterschaft auch im Stream gucken. Will be a stream.
Yeah, so it's going to be live streamed on YouTube.
Genau.
On the Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think in 2015 there were over 100,000 people watching the live stream. So it's a big event. Yeah, and I think there's about 3,000 people at the Astra Culture House watching. There's 200 competitors from all over the world.
Also 200 Teilnehmer gibt es aus der ganzen Welt.
Absolutely incredible.
Und das wird wirklich ein Ereignis und dem kann man beiwohnen. Ich glaube, es ist auch schon gut ausverkauft, aber man kann das im Stream betrachten unter beatboxbattle.com.
Beatboxbattle TV, that's right.
TV,
and if anybody wants to learn to beatbox, they can go to buzzcut.com, that's BZZKTT.com.
Yeah.
And if they put in the code Berlin 2018, they get a discount on there as well.
Es gibt auch eine App dafür, nämlich Buzzcut, BZZKTT, und da kann man auch Tutorials. Und wenn man dort ein Passwort eingibt, Berlin, oder ein Codewort Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin 2018.
Yeah, 2018. Dann kriegt man dann besondere Konditionen.
Discount.
Thank you very much for coming by. Maybe can you give us some more at the end?
Sure. Also,
Sie machen noch eine kleine Demonstration.
Radio One. Radio.
Sehr schön. Gavin Tide und Yasson waren das nochmal.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.